From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S. and Guatemala are working on a program to boost H-2A workers from that country in an effort to stem what the Department of Homeland Security calls irregular migration patterns. According to thepacker.com, a registered foreign labor recruiter program would prioritize H-2A visa appointments over non-immigrant categories for Guatemalans. The program is one of several designed to stem the flow of undocumented workers from that country. Bayer gets a third large trial verdict substantially reduced in litigation over the safety of its signature weed killer Roundup. AgriMarketing.com reports a California state court judge trimmed a more than $2 billion award to $86.7 million in the case of a husband and wife who blamed their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on Roundup. A week earlier, a San Francisco judge reduced a more than $80 million verdict to $25.3 million in a similar case in Northern California. If China eliminated its punishing trade war tariffs on U.S. soybeans, net farm income would climb by nearly $3 billion this year and $4 billion next. That's according to three university economists examining just one aspect of the trade war. A $3 billion increase is equal to 4% of U.S. net farm income, forecast at $69 billion this year. The administration says it will spend up to $16 billion on Trump tariff payments on 2019 agricultural production. The two countries are meeting this week in Shanghai. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.